Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, it was a big weekend, really, over in Congress. Bipartisan passing in the House of a foreign aid bill. Tens of billions of dollars going to aid Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan as well. TikTok also involved in this. The big question now is, where does it go from here, and does it pass through the Senate? Does it get approval as it stands from the president? What do you see in this future of this bill?
Oh, I think it's going to pass easily. Let's remember, a very similar package of aid passed the Senate with 70 votes earlier this year. So this is automatic. I think, I don't think there's any question the Senate's going to pass this. It's going to pass it quickly. President Biden is going to happily sign this. This is a rare moment in Washington. We're so used to talking about the divisions and the polarization. But in fact, what you saw over the weekend was the sensible center in both parties stepping forward and saying, we have a responsibility to govern. We have a responsibility to make decisions. We have a responsibility to compromise and to come up with a consensus. And that's what happened. This is the way Congress is supposed to operate and seldom does these days. Just to take the aid package on Ukraine, 210 Democrats and 101 Republicans. That's a pretty significant bipartisan majority. And what you saw was the extremes in both parties being isolated. You know, the right-wing Republicans who oppose aid to Ukraine got overwhelmed, and the left-wing Democrats who opposed aid to Israel got overwhelmed. And so it doesn't happen very often in Congress, but there is a center. There is a pragmatic coalition in the middle. And that doesn't mean they're all moderates. It means that they're pragmatists. It means that they understand that legislation requires compromise. And give credit to the relatively new Speaker, Mike Johnson, very inexperienced on the national stage. He managed to guide this package of bills through the House very deftly. And he showed a lot of courage because the hardliners are threatening to try to throw him out of office the way they threw out his predecessor, Kevin McCarthy. But he defied them and said, you know, the national interest requires aiding Ukraine and aiding Israel, and that's what I'm going to do.
Does he survive this or not,
yes,
Mike Johnson?
Does. I believe he does, Susan, and because there's a very significant difference here in several ways. Kevin McCarthy, who I think the Democrats made a mistake in not protecting McCarthy against the hardliners, but they didn't like Kevin McCarthy. The Democrats felt he was a deceitful and dishonorable person who didn't keep his word. And so when he was in trouble, they just stepped back and let him get decapitated. They have a different relationship with Mike Johnson. They've worked with him. In fact, the Democratic leader from New York, Hakeem Jeffries, stepped forward on the floor of the House after the vote and by name praised Johnson as a true conservative, which is what he is. He's very much in the Ronald Reagan tradition of peace through strength and strengthening Western alliances, very different from the Donald Trump view of international relations. And so the Democrats now, I think, have a significant degree of respect for how Johnson has handled himself. And given the way the House works, if those hardliners try to knock Johnson out, just a few Democratic votes would protect him. And I think that's what they will do. So I think he will survive.
You know, it's got to say something about us. I was talking about this earlier that, you know, here we are, tens of billions of dollars to aid, you know, foreign wars involving world powers. But most people here would be focused on the TikTok app.
Well, that's an important dimension of this bill. And, you know, what's really the move, the way the bill reads is that TikTok, which, of course, is owned by Chinese investors, although there are a lot of American investors who own pieces of TikTok, too. It's basically owned by its Chinese company. And the bill says if the owners don't sell within, I think it's 9 months, they could face a ban. I think what's really going on here is just lashing out at China and fear of China. And China for centuries has played this role in American mythology. Go back to the 19th century, fear of China. And the mystery and the threat that China posed. You know, in the 1880s, we passed a bill in this country called the Chinese Exclusion Act, which barred Chinese immigrants from owning property. You know, Red China was the demon after World War II and the Korean War. The pandemic started in China. This is not in isolation. This is an expression of a long-standing fear and of China's ability to insidiously and nefariously invade America. And so this notion of TikTok stealing American information and invading Americans' privacy, this is only the last chapter in a very long story.
Hey, Steve, do you remember covering Terry Anderson, the AP reporter abducted and held captive in Lebanon, finally released in 1991? I mean, it seems like a lifetime ago.
It does. And I had a special, you know, I didn't know Terry Anderson, but I had a special connection to him because I was the New York Times correspondent based in the Eastern Mediterranean during the mid-70s. And I was in Lebanon several times as a reporter, and then the New York Times decided that I couldn't go back to Lebanon because of the threat to journalists like Terry Anderson, because I'm Jewish. And in fact, they would not allow any Jewish reporters to cover Lebanon after Anderson was captured. And so I had a very personal feel and connection for his heroism and for his resilience. And I agree with what you were saying earlier, that he's a man who showed enormous courage, and he stands as a hero to a lot of journalists.
Yeah, passing away, unfortunately, at the age of 76. Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time. Steve Roberts, political analyst.
Anytime.
Joining us live here on WBEM.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.